Afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I remind myself to talk about my theme. That's Cottontail, written by Duke Ellington, based on George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, performed with his orchestra in 1940. Tenor saxophone soloist Ben Webster, Victor Records, Cottontail. I'd like to start with Mildred Bailey, singer, 1940 for Columbia. Eddie Sauter arranged these for her. He had been associated and in the band of Mildred Bailey's husband, Red Norvo, for a few years, starting, I think, about 1936, somewhere in there. And he arranged these for her in 1940. Here's Mildred Bailey.
I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray the Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now. why. Each night and day I pray, the Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now. Stick around a while, give me one more trial. I need you, yes, I need you, yes, I really, really do. Don't desert me now, I have made a vow. I swear it, yes, I swear it, from now on I'll be true. I've acted like a fool, I've broken every rule. But if you really love me, you will try to see me through. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. Time and time alone brings love into its own. Give me time. Let me do what must be done. If you do, then love will capture, dear. Only time can cure love that must endure. Give me time. I played around. It was a crazy game, and since then I've found that love is not so tame. So I guess I'll take a chance on winning. I have got to make a new beginning. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. If you only knew what I'll give to you. You give me time.
Stars tonight could make things right.
Why can't we meet again? Remember how you used to call me sweetheart? That's one thing I thought you'd always do. Is this how it ends? We're not even friends. After all I've been to you. Make things right. Why can't we meet again? Remember how you used to call me sweetheart? That's one thing I thought you'd always do. Is this how it ends? We're not even friends.
Mildred Bailey, 1940, for Columbia Records, arrangements for her by Eddie Sauter, and prominent soloists Teddy Wilson at piano and Roy Eldridge, trumpet. We heard I'm Nobody's Baby, a 1921 hit for Milt Ager, Benny Davis, and Les Santley. Give Me Time by Alec Wilder. After All I've Been to You by John Redman and Hal David. Mildred Bailey. I think about 3 months ago I played these records. This is, excuse me, Glenn Miller's orchestra, same year, 1940. On the road, moving around the country, playing in your hometown. I call it On the Job, someplace outside the recording studio. And I'm going to let these run. I'll tell you what they were and the arrangers and the prominent soloists. If you hear somebody announce, it's Glenn Miller.
The 1 o'clock jump.
Thank you.
On the road with Glenn Miller and on the job somewhere in this country in the winter of 1940 and issued, taken off the broadcast by RCA Victor Records, thank goodness. We heard 1 o'clock Jump written by Count Basie. Chummy McGregor led off on the piano, Tex Beneke tenor sax solo, and Clyde Hurley doing fine work on trumpet. My Blue Heaven, Walter Donaldson hit. Arranged for the band by Bill Finnegan with Glenn Miller soloing on trombone to begin with. Tex Beneke, the first tenor saxophone player, and Al Klink, the second, and Maurice Pertil, the great drummer with the band, finishing up. There's more of that to come, but first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Live Nation, announcing Carole King and James Taylor performing the Troubadour Reunion Tour in the Round at Key Arena Sunday, May 9th. Tickets on sale January 23rd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster locations. More information at livenation.com.
now, them as likes their music on the jumping side, get ready. Here's Everybody Loves My Baby.
Thank you.
On the Road with Glenn Miller, the winter of 1940, broadcasts and recorded and issued by RCA Victor Records, sometime after that, of course, in a an album of 10-inch 78 records. They're probably floating around out there somewhere. What'd we hear? Going Home, arranged by Bill Finnegan of Dvorak's New World Symphony from that. Everybody Loves My Baby. Spencer Williams wrote that, and Jerry Gray wrote that sparkling arrangement. Johnny Best played the trumpet solo, Tex Beneke the tenor, and Maurice Pertil again on drums. And Tiger Rag, written by Nick LaRocca and members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, probably well before 1920. And performed here with Al Klink as the featured tenor saxophone soloist, and Mo Pertil again, spiriting the band excitingly on the drums. Glenn Miller and his orchestra, 1940. RCA Victor, and that group is a request from Andrew and his friends. They listen to this program down in Fresno, California, and they're swing dancers and musicians, and they are in the age group of 18 to 22, and they play instruments and play gigs, as they say, which is wonderful, and they dance as much as they can. As often as they can. And that's great news. Appreciate it, Andrew. Hope you're listening. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with all of you. And this is Teddy Walters, 1946.
I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
What is there
what to say. And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. What is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. So livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Fine arrangements there. Excuse me, wonderful arrangements. Teddy Walters in Los Angeles, 1946 for Music Craft. And his guitar and his voice. Manny Klein, great trumpet player, doing arranging and directing the orchestra. My Heart Stood Still, Rodgers and Hart wrote that in 1943 for the musical Connecticut Yankee. And What Is There to Say? Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg, 1933. Teddy Walters, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who believe in the importance of public radio. You can access a list of locally owned businesses that support KPLU at our website, kplu.org. Just click on Business Partners, then Buy Local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Another request now coming in from Iowa City, Iowa, University of Town. Frankie, she's there and she's going to school and she listens from there. Frankie, hello, if you're there. And she wanted to hear this from New Jazz, 1949, J.J. Johnson Quintet, Elora, written by Johnson. He plays the trombone. Sonny Stitt, the tenor. John Lewis, piano. Nelson Boyd on string bass. And Max Roach on the drums. Thank you. J.J. Johnson, his trombone, his quintet, 1949 for New Jazz Records. Elora. J.J. on trombone and Sonny Stitt tenor. John Lewis of the MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, playing the piano. Nelson Boyd from across the river from New York and New Jersey, playing bass. Max Roach, drummer. J.J. Johnson here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
KCTS 9, presenting a new adaptation of Jane Austen's Tale of Romance and Misguided Meddling. Masterpiece Classics, Emma, beginning tonight at 9 on KCTS 9. More information available at kcts9.org.
Louis Jordan now. Many have requested, too many to mention actually, that over the last month or so, maybe, I don't know, 40, somewhere in there. And I'm happy to oblige with this. And some of them, some of you that wrote in, called in, whatever, it was requesting the time in 1941 when Jordan had trumpet mystery man Freddie Webster playing in the band. I say mystery man because people talk about Freddie. He didn't make many records and wasn't heard much, but he is here. And Louis, of course, playing alto and tenor and singing. Stafford Simon plays the clarinet. Arnold Thomas on piano. Henry Turner on string bass. Walter Martin drums. From the session for Decca, April 2nd, 1941. And we will hear Brotherly Love, Sax-a-Woogie, St. Vitus Dance, and Boogie Woogie Came to Town. And also, I'm going to be talking about the rhythm. This is, many people, scholars in this music, think that this band is the matrix of rock and roll and going into rhythm and blues. So listen to the rhythm of this band, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.
She won't go to town. She just sits home and drinks on down. She's so darn thirsty, she'd even drink my tears. She's got a mouth full of liquor, ooh, and a head full of wrong ideas. She treats me like a brother, pets me like a mother, says she's my sister and we need each other. She's so doggone sweet, she's sweet as any gal can be. But there ain't no sister, ooh, could do what she does to me. She said, brother, come out or I'll break the lock. And she didn't get away till Friday night about 3. No, there ain't no sister who could do what she does to me.
Audrey Letta was hailed in court because she did a shake. She asked the judge to be a sport and give her just one break. She said, I'm not George Washington, but I can't tell a lie. When you see me making motions, here's the reason why. When my shoulders begin to shake like a boat out on the lake, and I wiggle just like a snake, it's just the same Vida's dance. Everybody that's in this town knows I'm poor and I'm all run down. Honest, I ain't just messing around, it's just the same Vida's dance. When it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just a St. Vitus dance. When it comes to stealing, I just lose control. When I get that feeling, my eyes begins to roll. Lots of folks I see each day think I lead a life so gay. The reason why I shake this way is just as Saint Vitus dance. Boogie Woogie came to town riding on a rhythm. He rode right up and smacked me down and caused my head to swim. Beat me out some Boogie Woogie. Don't you be no Mickey Mouse if you can't play Boogie Woogie. Lock yourself in the bell house. Don't you know that 8-beat rhythm? It's the jive that gets around. Everything is 8-beat rhythm. Since Boogie Woogie came to town, it has been beaten, has been scrubbed to the tune of a rub-de-up-dub. It has been rock-a-bye to bed. Still that rhythm's gone to my head. Let me hear that Boogie Woogie. I'm a boogie woogie hound, gotta have my 8-beat rhythm since Boogie Woogie came to town.
Jordan and his Timpani Five, the 2nd of April, 1941, for Decca, and that beat, the boogie beat, the shuffle beat, and particularly in that last one, Boogie Woogie Came to Town. The other ones, Brotherly Love, Sax-a-Woogie, St. Vitus Dance, and Boogie Woogie Came to Town. Freddie Webster, I mentioned him. Talked about by trumpet players and people who knew him and heard him, and few of us had. Fine player. And there he is. Louis Jordan, alto, tenor, and vocals. Stafford Simon, clarinet. Arnold Thomas on piano. Henry Turner at string bass, and Walter Martin playing the drums. Now that last beat, keep that in your head, because a young man absorbed those records. And in Chicago in 1956 for Chess Records, he gave us this.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music.
weak against Mars. Over Frost's sack, so she could hear my man a wailing back. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can do this. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. They gave a jubilee. The Georgia folk, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folk dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. Play a tango and when the mood to dig a mambo, it's way too early for a congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't do this. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you want to dance
Chuck Berry, 1956, and rock and roll music. His composition for Chess Records in Chicago, his vocal, his guitar. And he talked openly about bands before. Of course he did, and blues singers, and Louis Jordan's band, which we were hearing. I'm going to get into some more influences that way, but first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Elvis talked about this artist. His name is Arthur Crudup. Elvis listened to him over and over again. Here's Crudup, Chicago, 1944, with his friend Mel Draper on drums, Crudup doing the singing and the guitar work. It's his composition for Bluebird Records, Rock Me, Mama.
I said, rock me, mama. Yeah, hey, rock me, mama. Now, rock me, mama. One time before I go. Me takes you all night long. I said, rock me, mama. Yeah, hey, rock me, mama. Now, rock me, mama. One time before you go. Baby. forgive my poor heart. I said, rock me, mama. Yeah, hey, rock me, mama. Gonna soon find it out, but just rock me, mama. Yeah, hey, rock me, mama. Now, rock me, mama. One time before you go.
Arthur Big Boy Crudup, 1944 in Chicago for Bluebird Records, his composition Rock Me Mama. Mel Draper on drums, and Crudup, of course, singing and playing the guitar. But it's that exact strong beat. Jump, jump, jump. And difficult to swing at that time, at that tempo. But the dancers love that stuff. Now, where did Crudup get it? He got it from Louis Armstrong. Armstrong, in 1928, also in Chicago, for OK Records, recorded a composition by his wife, Lil Hardin. It's called Two Deuces. And that same walking, strong, exact beat is here. The difference, of course, is the changes that Armstrong was bringing. One of the changes is to change the tempo a little bit, which he will do, and then go back. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Chicago, 1928, Two Deuces.
Thank you.
Chicago, 1928, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five for OK Records, Two Deuces. Louis Trumpet, Fred Robinson on trombone, Jimmy Strong clarinet, Earl Hines at the piano, Mansi Kara banjo, and Zooty Singleton doing those little finger cymbals, snapping them in that Louis Armstrong. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
MultiCare Health System, offering healing and hope to cancer patients in the South Sound through advanced treatments including image-guided radiation therapy, plus resources including nutrition classes and support groups, all designed to empower individuals. Details at MultiCare.org.
Something to me, you send chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill, you're my thrill. How my pulse increases, why I just fly to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Here's my heart on a silver platter. Where's my will? Tell me why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still, 'cause you
Charlie Barnett and his orchestra and his soprano saxophone. 1941 for Bluebird Records. You're My Thrill, written way back in 1934 by Jay Gorney and Sidney Clare. And Lena Horne singing it for you in a fine arrangement for her by Bud Estes. Now, Barnett's band, and Barnett here plays tenor, is going to do a Billy May arrangement of a 1933 composition by Duke Ellington called Merry-Go-Round, same year and also for Bluebird. Barnett borrowed heavily from Basie and from Ellington, and when he was asked why, He said, "I like their music." A wonderful answer. Charlie Barnett, Merry-Go-Round. This is one of Ellington's complexities, one wonderful complexity, where he combines sectional form, like A, B, A, B, as in this case, and the blues, 12 measures. Merry-Go-Round by Duke Ellington, arranged by Billy May for Charlie Barnett. Charlie Barnett and Billy May's arrangement for him in 1941 for Bluebird Records of Merry-Go-Round, written by Duke Ellington, and a combination of sectional form with the blues. Fine drumming throughout by Cliff Lehman, the bass work of Phil Stevens. The trumpet solo you heard there was Bernie Priven, and the clarinet, I think, was Con Humphreys. And certainly Bill Miller, fine piano solo there. To compare that Merry-Go-Round with the original with Ellington, here's Ellington, 1933.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington for Columbia Records, 1933. Actually, that record came out later. It wasn't issued at the time it was recorded. We're happy to have it. Merry-go-round. Two themes, ABAB and blues, in the ABAB section. The first one, Cootie Williams, soloed trumpet, Barney Bigard clarinet, Lawrence Brown trombone. In the blues section, Johnny Hodges, alto, started things off. Freddie Jenkins, trumpet next, the band, and then the band with Barney Bigard's clarinet, then the band alone, and then the band with Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, then the band and a little coda, a little tail on the end of that. And you can see, or hear, I should say, the way in which Billy May took that and wrote it out, changing just slightly some things for Charlie Barnett's band. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Owner Michonne Rhodes offers customers personal attention in three ways. She oversees every job, offers design consultation, and only uses her own employees for installation. Info at KeystoneWindows.com.
Now, Red McKenzie, interesting person in the history of this art, had been a horse jockey and was always singing. Sang ballads mostly, and liked to do blue blowing, meaning he would put wax paper around the comb and make it sound like a kazoo. And he had several bands where that happened, the Mound City Blue Blowers, and this one, Red McKenzie and His Music Box, 1921, which means McKenzie singing and playing his comb, and Joe Venuti, his violin, and Eddie Lang, his guitar. We will hear two, Syncopated Melody Man, and There'll Be Some Changes Made. And the third one is From Monday On, written by Bing Crosby and Harry Barris, and joining those three, Eddie Condon, to play his banjo. Here's Red McKenzie and his comb.
Down at that piano, when he starts in a play, you'll start right in the sway. You'll be listening, and you're gonna start your whistling. He's got a way that's all his own, probably the best musician ever known. You never heard such syncopation. At a rooski, he don't shine. Besides, this ever-loving man of mine. Big music masters, they hate him. They just can't appreciate him. That's why I call him my syncopated man.
In the weather, there's a change in the sea, and from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'll change my long tall one for a little short fat. I'll even change the number on my flat. Nobody loves you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Thank you.
tape. There it is. Now, George.
I do it at leader.
Ow, boy.
From Monday on, my cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies look bright. Now don't you tell me nothing different. I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Mackenzie and his music box, and his singing and playing a comb, which he called blue blowing, the same sound as a kazoo, humming and putting, having put wax paper around your comb. And wonderful. From 1927, Mackenzie, Joe Venuti violin, Eddie Lang guitar, and they did two. Syncopated Melody Man, and there'll be some changes made. Then, almost exactly a year later, Eddie Condon joined them, also for OK Records, and he played the banjo, adding to that, and they did Harry Barris and Bing Crosby's From Monday On. At the same time that was being made, From Monday On, Paul Whiteman and his huge orchestra had made three takes of it for Victor. And I'm going to play two of them for you. The second of the two is the original issued take. Now, the form of this, From Monday On, Jack Fulton sings and leads a vocal trio. Then he sings by himself and the trio sings. Bix Beiderbecke, great cornet player, plays a solo. Bing Crosby comes in and sings, leading the trio, and Bix leads the ensemble out. You'll hear some two violins working in this, Kurt Dieterle and Misha Roussel, and the arrangement, both of them, by Matt Malnick, who plays the viola in the orchestra. Two takes of From Monday On, Victor Records, 1928, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Every day was blue. Thank you.
Monday on, I'll be in Clover. We picked on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey, 'cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Love, honor, and obey, 'cause I'll be happy from Monday on. Thank you.
Whiteman and two takes of From Monday On, 1928 for Victor Records. I don't know which one's the best. I like them both. The first one has string bass playing throughout, and the second one has bass saxophone doing that function. But Beiderbecke plays his cornet, and Crosby sings, and Jack Fulton sings, and the arrangements are by Matty Malnick, who plays the viola. Anybody with a more sensitive ear to stringed instruments, if you're out there, give me a call, will you? Because I think it's the viola that's playing at the very end of both of those. Malnick had done the arrangements, and why not? Could be a violin, of course. But the warmth of it made me think it's viola, and he is playing the viola in there. What else about that? Just that. From Monday On, Harry Barris and Bing Crosby wrote that, the two takes of that. All right, what do we do now? Oh, yes, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering the PLU MBA, a flexible 20-month program with the option of an emphasis in technology and innovation management, healthcare management, or entrepreneurship and closely held business. See and do business differently online at plu.edu/MBA.
Here, for your listening pleasure, is Billy Eckstein in Los Angeles, 1952.
If you cover your eyes some morning, trying vainly to blot out her face, but your memory gives fair warning that the past isn't easy to erase. When you stop and you stare, but never notice what was there, mister, you've gone and got the blues. When your friends point a finger at you, 'cause you're starting to look like you feel, and you say to yourself, is that you? With a heartache a mirror can reveal, when a comforting word becomes a noise that's never heard, mister, you've gone and got the blues. How do I know? Well, mister, if you take a look at yours truly, you'll see. Some time ago, blues was the finger man that suddenly cornered me. So you walk where the shadows hide you, 'cause your tears can get out of control. But I know what goes on inside you, for your eyes are the windows of your soul. When you're wondering what can be this feeling that you've got, mister, say anything you choose, and that's no good. You're only misleading the sunshine I'm needing. Ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere when love's to blame. So thank you.
today. You're blowing me no good, no good. Go
set of four for you, starting with Billy Eckstine in Los Angeles 1952 for MGM Records. One he wrote with Bob Russell called Mister, You've Gone and Got the Blues. With him his longtime accompanist at the piano, Bobby Tucker, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Callender bass, Lee Young on drums. Then Eckstine sang Ill Wind with the same people backing him. Harold Arlen wrote that in 1934 with lyric by Ted Kohler. Then to compare, a version of Ill Wind by Art Tatum, solo pianist, 1953, Los Angeles for Clef Records. And then 1941, Lena Horne and orchestra, an arrangement for her by Ned Freeman for Victor Records of Ill Wind. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to take you now to Freebody Park, Newport, Rhode Island, the summer of 1959 for the Newport Jazz Festival, and to hear the Newport Jazz Festival All-Stars. Buck Clayton, trumpet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Bud Freeman, tenor saxophone. Ray Bryant from Philadelphia is up to play the piano. Champ Jones, string bass, and Buzzy Druten playing drums. This was written by Victor Young. Way back, 1928, it's called Sweet Stew, Just You. from the Newport Jazz Festival of 1959, Newport, Rhode Island, in Freebody Park, for Columbia Records, the Newport Jazz Festival All-Stars, and Sweet Sue, Just You, written by Victor Young. Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, Ray Bryant on piano, Champ Jones, string bass, and Buzzy Druten playing drums. The Newport Jazz Festival All-Stars right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
I'd like to take you now to Hollywood, California, 1957, and let you listen to Clora Bryant. She's going to sing for you, and she's going to play her trumpet.
Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do, oh girl? You're through. Just sit there and count your many fingers. Unhappy little girl blue. Just sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time. It's time. You can count on is the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, oh girl, your hopes are getting slimmer. Your just to cheer up little girl blue. To you upon my knee, tea for two, two for tea, me for you, you for me alone.
Cha-cha-cha!
Cha-cha-cha! Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone.
ta 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 ta.
Day will break, I'll awake and start to make a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see.
Ta ta ta
ta ta ta. We will raise that family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can you see how happy we would be?
Cha cha cha.
Cha cha cha. A sugar cane for you to take for all the boys to see.
Cha cha cha.
Cha cha cha. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can you see how happy we would be?
Cha cha cha.
Like you said.
Clara Bryant singing for you and playing her trumpet, Hollywood 1957 for Mode Records with Roger Fleming. Doing fine piano work and Ben Tucker string bass and Buzz Freeman on the drums and Walter Benton coming in on the second tune playing his tenor saxophone. What'd they do? Little Girl Blue, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1935. For Billy Rose's Jumbo. And Tea for Two, written in 1924 by Vincent Eumanns and Irving Caesar for No No Nanette. Clara Freeman, 1957, Little Girl Blue, and Tea for Two. Up next now is a request from Edward and his friends from South Bend, Indiana. Been listening for a while. And wanted to hear the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band of 1960 at the Village Vanguard in New York City. It's my pleasure to bring that to all of you. First up, Blueport, written by Art Farmer, arranged for the band by Al Cohn. And fine work in here by Bill Crow on string bass, Mel Lewis on drums, Willie Dennis playing the trombone, and Jim Rader playing tenor sax. And there's a wonderful chase in this, back and forth between Mulligan and his baritone saxophone and Clark Terry and his trumpet. Here's Blueport, the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Village Vanguard in New York City, 1960, the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band. That was their home. Rehearsed there on Mondays and probably played here, there then for this record by Verve. I'm going to have more of that. What was it that we heard? Blueport, written by Art Farmer. A blues arranged by Al Cohn for the band. And what a workout for Bill Crow, the bass player. Wonderful. Mel Lewis, the drummer. Willie Dennis, trombone. Jim Reeder on tenor saxophone. And the chase between Jerry Mulligan on baritone and Clark Terry on trumpet, they had to go through 12 measures to make it a blues chorus. And they started off, Mulligan would do four measures, and Clark Terry would do 8, and they repeated that over and over again. Then they reversed it. Clark Terry did the 4, and Mulligan answered with the 8. Quite effective. Blueport. Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band. Al Cohn arrangement for the band. There'll be more of that. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sleeping Lady, a Leavenworth Mountain Resort, nestled on the snow-covered banks of Icicle Creek, offering an array of winter activity packages including sleigh rides, cross-country, downhill, and backcountry skiing. Info on winter packages at sleepinglady.com.
A member of the band for a long time was valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, who did arrangements and compositions for the band. Here is an arrangement he did of Johnny Green's classic Body and Soul. It's pretty much a feature for Mulligan on baritone saxophone, and Brookmeyer comes in occasionally on his valve trombone. Body and Soul. Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Vanguard and Jerry Mulligan's Concert Jazz Band, 1960 for Verve Records and Body and Soul, a feature for Mulligan on his baritone saxophone, an arrangement of the Johnny Green composition by Bob Rookmeyer, who played his valve trombone in there. Finally, the session with Mulligan's band is Black Nightgown. This, you might remember, if you're old enough to remember, the movie I Want to Live was part of the score for that movie. Robert Wise, quite brilliant, 1958 film. Johnny Mandel did the score and the arrangement. Black Nightgown and Susan Hayward, the star of that. It will feature Mulligan, Brookmeyer, and Clark Terry.
Thank you.
Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, his baritone saxophone, Bob Brookmeyer's valve trombone, and Clark Terry's trumpet, and Johnny Mandel's black nightgown at the Village Vanguard, New York City, 1960, recorded by Verve. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Toastmasters, District 32. Governor Gregoire pronounced February 1st through 7th Toastmasters Week. In celebration, many clubs in the region will be hosting open houses so interested individuals can learn how Toastmasters can help. Info at Toastmasters.org.
I brought a couple of Dinah Washington favorites of mine. I like her throughout her career, but these particularly. We will hear one from a Mercury recording in 1953 and a Mercury recording in 1951.
Ain't got no more tears to shed. I just stand and close my eyes. And bow my aching head. Can't stand this being alone. Don't want no one but you around. Cause my aching heart starts bleeding and my tears start rolling down. Tell me, what am I gonna do if he don't come home tonight? Well, I guess I'll have to pray that he'll do the thing that's right. Well, I'd like so much to be happy, and the good Lord knows how I try. But when I think about my lost love, I feel like I wanna cry. Tell me what I'm gonna do if he don't come home tonight. Guess I'll have to fall down on my knees to pray that he'll do the thing that's right. Well, I'd love to be happy. try. But when I think about my lost love, I feel like I wanna cry. Oh, when my mind run across my baby, I feel like I wanna cry. Yes, and the tears come rolling down. Get along. Peace will enter when the hate is gone. Then if it's not asking too much, sin. Hate will put the world in a flame. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. Then if it's not asking too much, that if man don't put an end to this destructible sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame, just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. Please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
Dinah Washington for Mercury Records, the first, 1953, Feel Like I Want to Cry, written 1947 by Harry Perrone and Lily Randall. And then 1951 for Mercury, Please Send Me Someone to Love, written by Percy Mayfield. Wynton Kelly doing piano work, and if you heard an organ, it was Jackie Davis, and the tenor sax, Paul Quinichette. Dinah Washington, 1953 and 51. Now what I have to do is figure, bear with me, I have about 7 minutes left in the program, so I'm going to push some buttons and see about some times here on the remaining disc that I made at home. Well, let's try this. This is Black and Tan Fantasy, done by Earl Hines and Friends in 1966 for Impulse Records. Hines playing the piano. Russell Prokop, alto saxophone, Ray Nance, trumpet, Hines will solo on piano, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, and Lawrence Brown, trombone. Hines and Friends doing Black and Tan Fantasy, written by Duke Ellington and Barbara Miley. Hines Group in 1966 for Impulse. Some of the musicians, Russell Procope, alto, Ray Nance, trumpet, Hines, piano, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Lawrence Brown on trombone. I'd like to go out with Earl Hines and his orchestra for Bluebird Records, 1939, and one that Hines wrote called Piano Man.
Piano Man, Piano Man, there's no one who spanks those ivories like he can. All about biology, he knows not a thing, but of pianoology, he's really king. Piano Man, Piano Man, all those ivories, he really shines.
In his orchestra for Bluebird Records, 1939, and his composition, Piano Man. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.